And welcome to sports.
Sports.
How's everybody doing tonight?
You know, I am.
Splendid.
Pretty good.
Yeah.
We're alive. That's all that matters.
Yeah.
Yeah.
We took a couple week break. We had two very long meetings back to back.
And spring break.
True.
So that did happen.
Type house. We are back now.
Indeed.
Hopefully you are enjoying yourself.
Indeed.
So what are we going to talk about tonight?
Sports.
We're going to talk about sports.
That's very obvious. I would hope so.
Loosely related to sports.
I have something to mention. It has nothing to do with sports. It's Ryan, why are you playing Roblox?
I downloaded Roblox because there is a Roblox flight simulator that I really like.
You have Microsoft Flight Simulator.
I do, and you played it on
my computer.
I played
it on your computer when we lived together. You had like a whole thingamajiggy.
That should be a sport.
Microsoft
flying?
Living together.
Living with Aiden should be a sport.
Yeah.
Exposed. I was having dinner at Ford's Garage at the end of last semester. And in the TV, they were broadcasting an Excel competition, which was, crazy. You had, a competitor from Austria, someone from, I think the winner was from, Hong Kong.
That's interesting.
Some guy from you had people from around the world. They were showing their cam on the computer. They were all, in the same room.
That sounds like someone who would play in the Wicked Office and not something that, an actual establishment would be playing.
Yeah, Excel.
I respect it, though.
Honestly, I genuinely respect it because, you know, excelling at Excel is
kind of fire.
Microsoft Excel?
Yes.
I thought it was just Excel. Like XL. Like double XL, like freshman.
Double
XL,
like the
rappers.
Label?
Semicolon.
Double XL. Oh, yeah, semicolon.
Semicolon.
Oh, yeah. That's, I mean, double XL kind of fell off after last year.
True. I mean, who were the freshmen last year?
Exactly.
You?
I think
true.
Freshman last year.
Ryan?
True.
No. Everybody back there was a freshman last year?
Except for Bo. Bo's a freshman currently.
Yeah, crazy.
Yeah.
That's even crazier.
You didn't know that?
No, I knew that.
I don't think you knew that.
Did you know that?
Did you know we have podcasts?
No, we don't.
Did you know that Rockville had a whole bunch of attendance last year?
Dude,
it was actually over 170,000 music attendees.
Crazy.
I know. So, to kick off this year's music festival season, they're going to make it even bigger and better than last year. So, they're adding an additional stage, an additional 50 bands. Right? Yeah, 50 bands to bring it up to 150 total bands at Rockville this year.
Which is crazy.
Yeah, which is really crazy. So, if you are interested in learning more about Rockville and the crazy amount of bands they have and maybe who's even playing, go to, you can go to www.welcometorockville.com for more information.
Wow. You really can.
Yeah.
You can
really
go to Welcome to Rockville.
You really can.
For more information.
So, what is everybody talking about? Ryan's got something not related, usual.
I got some football.
I've got football, but soccer.
Let's play football.
Let's play football.
The right one.
Yeah, I got the correct one.
I haven't thought of anything yet. I'll figure it out while everyone else is talking.
Mm-hmm.
That's great.
So does that mean I'm going first?
Yep.
Go first.
Today we're going to be talking about my favorite sport, data recovery. you know, I'm top ranked at data recovery, actually.
I watched him. I watched him do data recovery. It was crazy.
Yeah, no. I do it for sport. Every year we go to the Data Recovery Olympics in Beijing. Anyways, everyone else start yapping. I'll figure something else to talk about.
I can start talking a little bit about football. First off, my favorite team, Boca Juniors, is still doing mid in the Argentinian league. Yeah, whatever. There's not much to say about them. But I guess I'll go to European football because that's the most interesting one. The Premier League, the famous, you know, British football league. Arsenal is first. I think their fans would be very proud. You know, their fans who have a very funny name. So yeah, Arsenal is first, which is kind of surprising because Arsenal has always like been third or fourth. They've always been near the top, but now they're like at the top, but there's like a 1 point difference between that top three. So it could be Arsenal, Liverpool, Man City. We'll see. My brother's favorite team, Aston Villa, is fourth. I guess good for them. Tottenham's fifth. Tottenham doesn't matter. You know, it's kind of a meme to hate on them, but it's Tottenham, you know, zero trophies. And aside from that, you know, Chelsea is 12th. If you need another reminder that Chelsea is still doing very mid. They used to be one of the top ranked teams, and now they've just spent all the time in the middle of the table.
Yeah, no, I don't know. I don't know much about like UK football, but there's one question I have to ask you, someone who knows a lot more than me. What are Arsenal fans called?
Yeah, what are Arsenal fans?
Are they called like cannons? That would make sense because it's an Arsenal.
I mean, I think you should look it up. I thought they were they called them the Gunners. That's what they call them usually.
No, that's not what they're. I don't believe that.
I've heard it referred to that before, but not the name that everyone's referring to right now.
Because I keep.
That's what you're talking about?
Yeah.
I think they posted that on Instagram.
Yeah, no, there was like a news article that said, is Queen Elizabeth an Arsenal fan?
Is she?
Do you know what it's called?
I do know what it's called.
Yeah, why don't you say it?
I don't think I should.
Anyways, yeah. So yeah. Bottom three in that league right now and probably gonna get relegated.
Gunner?
Luton Town, Burnley,
Gunner?
Sheffield United.
Perhaps.
My favorite team, my favorite British team is in the second division, and they're like third in it right now, so they'll probably make it back next year. Spanish league, Real Madrid, Barcelona on top, at the usual. Girona, which is kind of a smaller team, is third, which is really cool to see. They were winning for most of like a few months ago, and they were like they're kind of a small team, so crazy to see them. On
bless,
top,
bless you.
Rivaling the other team. Bless you.
Bless you.
God bless. Thank you,
Ryan. Yeah. So, top four in the Spanish league right now. It's Real Madrid, Barcelona, then Girona, and Atletico Madrid fourth, with Cadiz, Granada, and Almeria in the dissension zone. Bless you.
Can you stop sneezing?
Oh, that wasn't a sneeze.
That was Ziad, actually, not me.
You're not allowed to sneeze.
That wasn't a sneeze, though.
I don't care. Stop sneezing.
Yeah, stop it. Ow.
I'm sorry. What do you mean, ow?
Wake up.
It's the first of the month.
It's actually... Okay, yeah.
It's no longer the first of the month.
It's the third of the month.
Third.
But, yeah. Now, the coolest thing is that the German league, for the first time in, like, 10 years, it looks like Bayern isn't gonna win. And instead, we're getting Leverkusen winning. And, you know, this calls for a celebration for every fan in the world of any team except Bayern to root against Bayern winning this league. And then aside from that, a few weeks ago, the 2024 Euros were finally settled. The last three teams qualified. It's 24 teams, the Euros. It's national competition instead of clubs, so we'll see that this summer. It's going to be hosted in Germany, and you'll have, of course, all the big teams, Germany, France, Belgium, Spain, England, Portugal, many teams hoping to make a surprise, such as Albania.
Huge.
Yeah. We all rooting for Albania, and Slovenia made it too for the first time in like over 20 years. And then the most interesting one is for the first time ever in the Euros, Georgia qualified. The country.
The state.
Yes, the state of Georgia qualified. Atlanta is in the Euros. Georgia, Ukraine, and Poland did a extra qualifier, and they were the three to make it out. So interesting to see what Georgia will cook in their first ever major competition. And then upcoming is we have the Euro during the summer, and then the Copa America, which is going to be here in the U.S. There's going to be a few games in Miami and Orlando. I'm not sure if Orlando, but the Copa America is going to have teams from South America and North America, and such as Argentina, Brazil, Colombia, the U.S. And there was a qualifying round for a few North American teams, and Canada and Costa Rica made it through. So now all 16 teams are settled in for the cup, and I think it's gonna be a really cool one. You know, usually there's a cup for North America and a separate one for South America. The teams don't really play together much, so it's cool to see that we'll get a combination in this competition.
Combination selector.
Combination. Yeah, Jamaica's in it too, by the way.
Oh, dude, I'm so excited. Because I mean, as you all know, I am actually secretly Jamaican.
Yeah.
A jab.
That's kind of the what's going on in the football world. As much as I know, I don't watch it too often because I'm busy with life, you know. Yep.
Yeah. Anyways, Ryan, how's your Roblox flight simulator?
My Roblox flight simulator is good. I actually do have a little bit of sports to talk about. Is it my turn yet?
I forgot it was Roblox because it's not. Sure. It's not a bad simulator.
The videos are actually the graphics are pretty decent.
Yeah. Not bad. Yeah. Anyways, have y'all heard of the? I think it's called the UFL. Connor, have you heard of that?
Yes, I still have yet to look into the teams. I got a little busy.
It's very interesting. There's teams for like each state. I know. I think it's pretty cool, if I say so myself. I think there's this one guy that I've been following. His name is Destroying. You ever heard of that, Connor?
No.
He's new. He just graduated from UCF, of course. And I've heard very good things about him. He did his debut about, I think it was last Sunday. They had a game. He is on the Arizona something, something, something. But I suppose he had a good, what's it called? Good debut for the league, and I think that's very good, very very slay of him. But yeah, football's not happening right now. What else is not happening? We have tennis.
I mean, there's a lot of football stuff going on. I mean, the draft is supposed to happen.
Oh yeah, is that also, is that really this month? Wow.
Also, trade deadlines or trades have happened. There's been quite a few arrests.
yeah,
Kadarius Toney is currently, as far as I'm aware, the only active wide receiver on the Chiefs starting lineup.
Thank you, Taylor Swift.
I know. The draft is starting soon.
Yeah, that should be
get drafted? Dude, I hope I don't get drafted.
I hope I get drafted.
In another world, I would be a wide receiver currently preparing for my senior year of college, hoping to get drafted.
What is that, Keem?
Okay, now I started looking into the Olympics.
Mm-hmm.
I like how creative... topic switch? Sure. We can talk about football and then I can bring up the Olympics.
No, it's
you're
fine.
Good. You can talk about it.
No, you can talk about football. I just started
American
laughing.
Sports aren't real.
Real. Keep talking. I'll save this for later.
Keep talking.
Keep talking.
Yeah, I haven't looked into the UFL yet. Mm-hmm. I've just been super busy. I plan on watching it because it'll give me something to do.
Yeah, it does look very interesting. And you can root for your state.
And they are taking the UFL rules for kickoff.
What does that mean?
So, you know how kickoff right now is the kicking team lines up on the 40.
Mm-hmm.
The kicker kicks it. Everybody runs to get the ball.
Yep.
So they're now going to set it up that the kicker is back at the 40 or whatever. And then all of the kicking team is on the opposing team's 40-yard line. And all of the receiving team, except for two receivers, mm-hmm. are on the 30-yard line.
Interesting.
And nobody moves except for the receivers and the kickers until the ball is caught.
That's interesting.
So there are no more fair catches. They've also made it so you have to announce if you're doing an onside kick, and you can only do it in the fourth quarter.
Football.
I love football.
Oh, let's play football.
So since you guys want to move on so bad, we can move on to Olympics.
We got time.
No, it's fine. I get it.
Connor, come on. I know.
Connor.
Gonna.
That's not me.
No, Connor's gonna, dude. Hey, have you ever, put the two of them next to each other?
You Connor, you ever been on a bus?
I have been on a bus.
Then you're gonna.
Then you're gonna, yeah.
All right. Mm-hmm. Well, I'm gonna pass it off to Olympics.
Okay. Well, looking forward to the Olympics this year as well. You know, it's gonna be fun to watch in the summer. Not only the two major soccer tournaments, but also, wait, actually, is the OFC Nations Cup gonna happen? I have to confirm this.
What's the deal with Russia? I'm just curious.
Okay. No, yeah, that's why I was laughing. So, you know, since due to global events, Russia is not going to be allowed to compete as Russia. So Russia has...
They haven't been able to, though.
Yeah, they already haven't been able to because of, like, various doping scandals. But now, in addition to that, they're also, like, you know, the ops of the world, considering, you know, looking at world events. And we're not going to delve into that, but I do think it's pretty funny that this is the flag that will represent Russia and Belarus in the Olympics. They will be the individual neutral athletes, and they will have to fly this flag at the parade.
Interesting.
It is just like a...
teal flag.
Looks like a Canva poster.
Yeah.
It probably was made on Canva.
It looks like a logo.
It does look like a logo.
It looks like the start of a PowerPoint.
Yeah, you see, like Russia last time, they had like a logo that like looked like their flag and looked like the Olympics. But this time it's just a Canva design.
Okay, that's not too bad.
Russia brings a lot of athletes to the Olympics. So every time you'll see like athlete from the United States versus athlete from Spain versus athlete from individual neutral athletes. It is interesting, but aside from that, a lot of people are still qualifying. It's going to be held in Paris. France is the host.
Held in Paris?
Yep. That's where it'll be held.
Interesting.
And I don't know. I don't know a lot about the specifics about the sports, but I do. There's a new sport that is being introduced in these Olympics.
Oh, new sport!
That is breaking.
Breakdancing?
Like breakdancing?
Yes, breakdancing.
Interesting.
Interesting.
Yeah, which is quite
interesting. That would be pretty cool to watch.
It would honestly be pretty cool to
that
watch.
That might make the Olympics worth watching.
Yeah. Honestly, like I always like watching the Olympics. And it's like, there's a lot of like, just, you know,
cool
weird
sports
that
I think we should have more like weird things in the Olympics. That's honestly
it's like,
cool.
The thing Excel. Is like Excel.
True.
Yeah.
Data recovery.
True. Yeah.
I find it funny. I find it fun watching all like weird sports in the Olympics. And then I'm like, maybe I should watch more of it. And then I never watch it till the next Olympics 4 years later.
I just need to watch more sports in general. I haven't had much time to watch anything, really.
The Winter Olympics are more fun.
Did you crash into that Southwest
plane? No. I'm good.
Flight sim moment.
But yeah, I also know that skateboarding is now in the Olympics. I'm very excited.
It was there last.
I remember.
It was there last year, but I feel like now it's going to be bigger.
When it was in Tokyo, I remember watching it. And I remember, like, I think, like, the top three... Like, I think the gold medal winner in the women's skateboarding was, like, 16. And then the second place was 13. She was from Brazil, I remember. I thought it was, like, insane. Like,
I watched the freestyle one quite a bit. I thought it was really cool.
Yeah, it's very interesting.
They have freestyling at the Olympics now?
No, I think, like...
It's freestyle skateboard, so you have to do, like, tricks and stuff.
I thought...
I
honestly misunderstood.
No, they don't have...
We're
they
sending
don't
Joey.
Have we're sending Joey. Yeah, we definitely are. Yeah. Joey wins gold medal for United States in freestyling.
Interesting.
But yeah, no. Oh yeah, they also last Olympics added 3x3 basketball, which is a pretty interesting one.
I heard about that.
The
yeah.
only time I've ever
Wii
known
Sports.
About yeah, Wii Sports Resort reference. That's the only time I've seen 3x3 basketball before that.
I think 3x3 basketball is like a thing.
Oh no, it is a thing. It could, yeah, I guess it could be more widespread if actual basketball didn't exist, you know? I guess 3x3 basketball is just an option if you have less people and half a court.
It's different. It's a different vibe.
It is a
than
very
like
different
sixes.
Vibe. Mm-hmm.
I don't know. Yeah. I'm not a, I haven't played basketball in a very, very long time, so mm-hmm. I couldn't tell you.
Yeah, but I'll be tuning in for that over the summer, definitely.
What a sport! Well, there's baseball going on right now. I don't really watch a lot of baseball. Mm-hmm. Connor, do you watch baseball?
Nope.
I used to play baseball, but
I don't enjoy watching it.
Why?
So, last summer, Tallulah and I went to a
the Tortuga
Tortugas
Daytona
game,
Tortugas, which is like the minorest of minor leagues.
I've heard
think.
Of it, yeah.
And halfway through the game, so like
more than halfway, it was like the sixth or seventh inning.
Yeah. It was 0-0.
Oh,
why are you
that's
playing like is that oh. like a Roblox obstacle course or something?
Yeah, it's an obby. Anyways,
It was 0-0 and it's not very enjoyable to sit there and watch people swing a bat, hit it, and then go to first base and then swing it. Oh, this person's out. Oh, this person got tagged out. Oh, that's three outs. Okay, now we switch and then just go back and forth.
Mm-hmm.
I don't enjoy the back and forth nature of sports.
I feel like
without
professional
something happening
is better as well.
Yeah,
because I used to go to the Miami Marlins all the time. I got them for free because I was a part of the band. But my middle school band played the national anthem for the Marlins. It was pretty cool.
Oh, that's cool.
But I think Major League Baseball is cool just because they play it up so much. Just like hockey and all that type.
You
know, type.
I've tried watching baseball before, but I never really like focused on it.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, like I used to like play baseball on Wii Sports and be like, "Wow, it seems so fun!" And then I tried watching it, and it didn't really catch my attention much.
Yeah.
But like honestly, like sometimes the fandom's cool. Like I had a Dominican roommate last year, and you know he's Dominican. Baseball is he's also from like the main baseball city from there. So,
right, it can't be that hard.
He's a huge supporter of his
like,
local
you're
team.
Doing the same thing over and over and wondering why it's not working.
Yeah,
you have to jump near the beginning.
Isn't that the definition of insanity?
Do you have ever told you the definition of
virtual
insanity?
This is some virtual insanity, Ryan. Oh my
How
god.
How about you? Do you got any sports, Tallulah?
No, not particularly. I'm just vibing. I was trying to find information about the the American Kennel Club dog show, but it was all just telling me like the dates it was airing, which was February.
Oh,
so,
great.
But I don't think we haven't talked about it. I think it looked like a Shih Tzu that one.
Ooh. Shih Tzu.
Yeah, that's a cool thing. When I was younger, I would go. I never went to the show, but before the show, they have something called Meet the Breeds, where the Javits Center, which is like the big convention center in New York, they just had like every dog breed, and you could just go pet them, and it was great.
Well, what type of dog do you guys want to have when you're older?
All dogs.
But like one specifically.
I want to have an Irish Wolfhound, and I want to name him Oberon.
Irish Wolfhounds are the tallest dogs. Have you seen these guys?
Oh. Really? Like taller than Great?
Taller than
Great Dane.
About as tall
Ryan,
as me.
Yeah, what's up?
He said tallest. Yes, they're taller than
okay,
the Great
okay,
Dane.
Okay, well, Great Dane's pretty tall.
I'm trying
tall.
To find.
But they're like.
I'm trying
the
to find
tallest.
A photo of. Oh, here we go. There's this guy with a.
Oh wow! Okay, so they're not even just tall; they're massive.
Oh wow, that's
they're
a big.
It's
dog.
Like a horse.
That's crazy, dude.
Bowsers.
I would love to cuddle with a dog that big.
They're very sweet.
It's
though.
Like a person.
Look at that handsome guy.
Oh, that's cute. That's cute. Right
We might be getting a Ridgeback, Rhodesian Ridgeback.
Oh, is that the puppy?
That's the puppies.
Oh,
very
cute.
I would adopt a dog.
Mm-hmm.
I like any dog. Every time we see any dog, I'm like, Connor, look how cute that dog is. And he's like, you think every dog is cute?
I saw on TikTok that it said, don't buy your girl a promise ring, get a dog together.
So real.
Yeah.
Type.
I think I would either get a corgi or a golden retriever.
Golden retrievers are nice.
I like corgis because their butts float in water.
I like bull terriers. I think they're
I'm
silly
serious.
Looking.
Did you know that?
Why is that the reason?
No. Well, okay. Corgis are hella cute. And plus, I want to get a backpack and put him in my backpack. And he's like a
Valid.
Corgi backpack. Yeah. But golden retrievers are always like the goat because they always look so happy.
Yeah. They look just excited to be here.
Yeah. They're just. It's like when you say golden retriever boyfriend, that's what I want. Not the boyfriend, but the dog.
I like bull terriers, which is the type of dog that Target dog is. I just think
there's a Target dog transformer now.
Yeah, you know,
oh yeah.
You know.
What?
Yeah, they're making
a
reissue of the an Optimus Prime figure, and they're adding a little cassette tape that is going to turn into the Target dog.
Ooh,
that's cool.
Cool little Easter egg.
Wait, you mean like the Target, the store dog?
Yeah.
You know, cool. The dog that's on all the Target promotions? Yeah.
Like, I was once in a Target, and they had the dog like as a statue there, and my friend stole it.
No way.
Yeah, Broward County.
Broward County. Yeah.
It was actually in Sunrise.
Don't steal things.
It was in Sunrise, Florida. You ever guys heard of the Sawgrass Mills
Mall? Oh, I've been there. I always go there.
It's
like
a great mall. Very nice mall.
There's a really good like Arabic store and also sort of shawarma restaurant, like not very far from there.
Shawarma.
Pull up to Broward.
Bro, pull up to Broward on May 5th because that's when we're all going to be home.
I might be at a concert.
Skip the concert.
Wait,
we're going to go get shawarma.
Chasing Status.
Oh,
wait,
that's going to be
wait,
so good.
The
Where
one
is
in,
that?
The one that's like...
Orlando.
Wait, no, that's on
Did you
June
5th.
How much
are
tickets?
May 5th.
How much are tickets?
May 5th.
That's June
14th. That's Cinco de Mayo.
Oh, no, it's much later.
Cinco
my bad.
Of the Mayo.
Yeah,
Cinco
no.
De Mayo.
Cinco de Mayo.
No,
wait, a reason to
Cinco de Mayo.
Enjoy parties.
Yeah, June 14th. June 14th at the Vanguard.
Are the tickets expensive?
The ticket, my ticket was like $40.
That's not that bad.
You already bought it? Okay.
I already bought it.
For a concert, that's pretty good.
I'll buy it once I have my summer schedule.
I wonder if they're going to play Bad-A-Dan.
I hope they drop some new tracks. I'm really excited.
That would be pretty cool.
It's going to be a fun
time. What's the top DJ you guys want to like see right now?
Top DJ?
I mean, yeah.
I would
what's your
see,
like
your Skrillex or Fred again?
I'll say the same. Skrillex
would be
fun.
I was in Miami during fall break last year. And they played at Three Points. Three Points always lines up with Fall Break, but I can never make it because it's like, you know, I see family, I see friends. But yeah, Skrillex and Fred again played in Miami while I was in Miami. So did Rosalia at one point.
Rosalia.
And, you know, I had to miss that, unfortunately.
I can hear your keyboard through the mic.
I'll be quieter, don't worry. I'm just raging. What about you, Connor? What's one DJ you would love to see other than Young Gravy, which I agree. A DJ, though.
Wookie.
Does he even like do live events ever?
Yeah,
he was an option for Eagle Palooza originally.
What?
Wait,
are you serious?
No, he was on the survey.
He was on the survey. I said that in the Discord server.
Wait, but
vote for Wookie.
Who put in Wookie?
I did.
He suggested
it to Toby.
I think when I
saw that, that was like before I knew who. Wookie
was. So I think he they didn't get him, or at least weren't able to even look at him if it was voted enough because. He's been doing some tours in California.
It was a scheduling thing,
yeah.
I didn't know he toured. I thought he just played music, made music.
If he's ever in Florida, we'll go.
That would be cool. Yeah, I would love
like Orlando or something.
It'll be a little bit, though.
Does he make his own songs, or does he just do like edits?
I have no idea.
I think
it's mostly edits.
Yeah.
But, like, I'm pretty sure he's based in California, which is why he did tours in California.
That's pretty cool.
That makes sense.
What about you, Keem? Yeah.
Like DJs.
Skrillex. What about you, Zia?
I mean, well, I'm already taking one off my bucket list. Chasing Status. Yeah. It'd be awesome to see. And we saw Alex Perez.
Yeah.
I've never heard of him. Is he good?
Oh, he's. It was awesome.
Yeah. Was that the one in the small room that I remember?
It was in a warehouse.
Yeah, that's
warehouse.
Sick. That's
that was
really
very
cool.
Fun.
It was like in a warehouse. It was just like.
That was
incredible.
Yeah, no,
it was
a good set too.
Really good set. Yeah. A lot of tracks that you actually might know. Like a lot of tracks I would play.
Yeah, so I went into that rave knowing one song. I left knowing a lot.
Yeah.
Dozens.
There
and that's
were
what you
a
want.
A lot
that's
of really
good.
Good songs.
Yeah, no. Now I like
That's what I'm hoping is going to happen with Chasing Status. Of course I want to hear like the recent tracks. I want to hear like the new stuff, but I want to hear unreleased stuff.
Yeah, that's
cool.
True.
That's really why you want to go to like any sort of rave or any like that.
I think me personally, you guys ever heard of Noctu?
I know Noctu.
I would. That is my top peak person to see because his music is just so hype.
Noctu is fun.
Oh, yeah, so very fun.
That sounds awesome.
What about you, Tallulah? I know you're not really Aphex a DJ, Twin. But
yeah, I don't know anything about DJs. I just know concerts and like music. And stuff.
The only DJ I want to see is DJ Keem.
Yeah.
Time and place.
Speaking of DJ, where are you going to get refreshed, retrained?
I should get retrained.
Speaking
Wait,
of,
you did it before?
Did you know that we
I did
DJ
one event.
Training?
One event? What
because
was
it was a girls' event, and there were no female DJs who could do it.
Oh.
So Dylan trained me in like half an hour, and then I did it.
God bless.
Yeah, and it was
shout
fine.
Out,
it was
shout
good.
Out DJ Hafaya. He's back.
Shout out DJ Hafaya. Yeah. Welcome back, DJ
Welcome
Hafaya.
Back, DJ Hafaya.
Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah.
Dude, imagine going to a Gunna concert.
What do you mean?
What do you mean?
What do you mean?
Dude, I'm surrounded by Gunna.
Gunna on bus.
Gunna on bus.
What was I going to say?
I don't know.
Did you finish the obby?
Yeah, I finished the obby. I did it in 15 minutes.
Congratulations.
Wow. Thank you.
I can only somewhat hear the keyboard through the mic. It sounds like someone's just like macking their lips really loudly.
You want some Maccas? I'll tell you what.
I'll tell you what. I feel like every week at Wicked, I'm just a different nationality. Like when the Spotify Wrapped came out, everyone
Mr.
said I was
Worldwide.
British.
Worldwide,
dude. Strategy. And then the strategy decides your next nationality.
You're Mr. Worldwide.
If I ever become a nationality that Strategy has not mentioned on a track, that's the day I die.
Wow.
Till the day I die.
He said England before.
No, yeah, he said
He said England. He said Jamaican.
Jamaica. Yeah.
Okay, so I don't know what's left. Azerbaijan.
He even said Paraguay, dude.
Paraguay.
When I was little, I thought I used to be cool and go on Snap Maps and always go to Azerbaijan.
Dude, when I was in the third grade.
That's crazy.
When I was in the third grade, right. I thought I was a person.
Person.
Cool lyric.
What else?
Cool
what else?
Bars. Freestyle competition.
Dude, I'm down. Oh, put it on. Freestyle. Put it on, Connor. Put it on.
What are we putting on?
Freestyle music. Let's go.
Are we? Or do you actually want to freestyle?
Yeah, let's do it. I'm like seriously.
No.
Nah, that's.
I'll freestyle with this music right now.
Freestyle on this right now.
Hey, it's me.
Do some R&B. Hit some R. Kelly real quick.
Hit some R. Kelly.
What I mean,
I made a grave error in my statement, and I'd like to retract 20-minute
freestyle.
Is it a track with a 3-word title?
It actually has 2 words.
It is Chicago.
Oh, that's not the word. That's not the song I was thinking of. I was thinking of
No. We're thinking of the same track. We're thinking of the same track. You just got the name wrong.
So, anyways, I have a sport.
Oh yeah, I thought he said.
What's your
no,
sport?
It is.
What's your sport,
words.
Ryan?
No, it's 2 words.
My sport.
It's it.
No, it's without the it.
No, there's an it.
I don't think there is an it.
There's an it right
no,
there.
No, like
there's
like
an it
on,
right there
on my mama. I don't think there is an it
on my mama.
On my mama.
No, yeah, there's an it.
Mm.
Or maybe
Ryan,
this.
What's
oh
your
wait,
sport?
I don't think this is actually R. Kelly.
My sport is kind of weird. It can only be completed on one day of the year. Okay, so this sport is what we're gonna do is we're gonna go teach or bring your child to work day. Okay,
mm-hmm.
What we're gonna do? Get Ryan. We're gonna get a bunch of bikes and we're gonna put them all on bikes. Okay.
Okay.
You ever heard of Happy Wheels?
That's not a sport.
Oh, I have a
no,
better
no.
Idea
it is
for
a sport. Whoever can make it down first wins. So what we're gonna do? Put them at the top.
What happens
of
to the rest?
You ever seen in like Germany where they have the competition where they all like run down the very steep
no,
hill to catch
no,
up
that's
to the
a, that's
the,
a,
the
that's
roll
in,
of cheese?
That's in the UK.
Yeah. So in the UK,
that's the Gloucestershire cheese roll.
Yeah. Gloucester. Yeah. Whatever. So what we're gonna do is we're gonna get all these kids, put them on bikes, get them at the top of the hill. We're gonna say, hey, there's candy at the bottom. And then all
is
the kids
any
are.
Candy at the bottom?
There's no candy. There's no candy at the
bottom. So you're lying
lie to
them.
Children.
Yeah, we're no.
You're
we're
lying
lie
to
the children, which is okay. I mean, it's fine. You know, children need to be lied to. Wake up. but what we're gonna do is have them go down this hill, okay? And then we're gonna have.
How steep is the hill?
The steepness is pretty bad.
This is like Black Diamond level steep.
This is like double Black Diamond.
Oh, double Black Diamond.
Yeah, so what we're going to do is we're going to go down this hill. And then, you ever heard of the ski jump?
Oh, that's one of my favorites.
So
to
we're gonna put a ski jump at the bottom of this hill. We're not going to tell them, but there's going to be a ski jump at the bottom of this hill. And whoever can fly the farthest wins.
Flying contest. And that, let's see who can fly the farthest.
And that is my sport. Thank you. For your
incredible.
Time.
Okay. I have a better sport. What's slight sport? Variation on
Farming
that.
Simulator.
It's Waka Flocka Simulator.
Did That's you know true. He's a farmer now?
He's a farmer.
He's a farmer, yeah.
Dude, he's a farmer
What
now.
Is bro farming?
I think it's so funny that you showed him the sign and he did not like it.
He did not like that
Wait,
sign
why? Why? What did he do?
He just grimaced at it.
Yeah.
He just kind of went like...
Well, how would you react if you were a famous person
if I was
doing
a famous
a concert
person
and then
somebody said had a sign that said I was a farmer? I would probably, I don't know.
Bring him up on stage?
You know, bring him up on stage and, you know, the rest is history. I don't know what to say.
I'm going to do it.
Yeah?
Yeah.
Yeah, type.
Type.
Did you close Roblox and immediately open, what was that, Google Docs?
See, let me tell you something.
I'm just screen watching. I'm going to be real.
That's okay.
That's mm-hmm. okay. You know what? Oh, back on Roblox?
Yeah, back.
Oh, off of Roblox.
What's everybody's favorite video game?
Of all time?
Just a... What's your favorite... Yeah, of all time.
Zia, do you go
Mario,
first?
Mario... Oh, sorry.
Mario?
Galaxy.
One? Mario Galaxy?
Yeah.
Solid.
I like... I cannot describe how much love I have for that game. Genuinely. It's... Yeah, I know it front to back. Everything. Every mission. I remember it all because I played it through so many times.
I have a handful of games I played a lot and really liked. Mostly, like, I don't know, if I'm to think of maybe Half-Life 2.
Interesting. Mm-hmm.
It's a really good game.
Well, now you guys are making me sound basic because I'm going to say Grand Theft Auto 5.
I mean, that's fair.
It was the first game I think I've actually played, like, seriously. I was like... 10, it was 2013, and I'd said, Dad, can we go to Walmart and I can get Grand Theft Auto 5? And he said, sure. So what we did is we went to Walmart, got the game, went up to the register, and the lady saw me and saw my dad, and she goes, she started reading off all of the, like, you know how it says M, mature on the back, and yeah, Y? Right. So she started reading it off, and my dad looked at me like, what the heck? And I was like, I want it. He's like, are you sure? I was like, yeah. He's like, okay. So I played it in my living room TV, and I did everything.
Everything?
Everything. So anyways,
my mom didn't let me have that game when I was a kid. I didn't get to, like, I every time I would go to a friend's house, I would mostly use it as an excuse to play Grand Theft Auto with
that
them.
That was me with Call of Duty.
Yeah.
Which Call of Duty,
Black Ops 2.
Was that your first Call of Duty?
No, Modern Warfare 3, I think.
I wasn't allowed to play M-rated games either until I turned 18 or 17, because that's when M-rated games are. So I had to play M-rated games at my friend's house. So Call of Duty was only at other people's house.
The first Call of Duty I played was
Halo.
Call of Duty.
Halo was also only at other people's
house. Was it mature? Halo's mature?
Halo's, I think it's mature.
Really? Halo was rated M.
Wow.
I think the first M-rated game I played, I got... Okay. Are we talking about, like, got from a store or just, like, the first M-rated game that you owned, like, digital even?
M-rated game that you owned.
Team Fortress 2.
Team Fortress 2 is M-rated? Wow.
It's an M-rated game.
I did not know that.
I think I started playing that around, like, 2013. It's like 2013, 14.
That's very nice. Around the same time I played... Well, I had an Xbox 360, so I would play Call of Duty Ghosts, and that's such a throwback. That was the first game I played with my friend. We would... We would have to play, like, on call. There was no FaceTime back then, so we had to play on call. And then one day I went to Walmart. I got one of those, like, really bad microphones. And it was the one where there's only one earpiece. And it,
ooh, and the classic.
Yeah, the classic. And I played with them, and we could never get the voice chat working, but we finally got it working. And it was what we would do is we go to a custom game, and we both go to different ends of the map and throw the knife all the way up and see if we could hit each other. And we did that for about, like, hours on end. It was crazy.
Oh, that sounds
good.
Sick.
Memories, though. Good memories.
This is a tough question, because if I had to choose one, I think I would say Destiny is my favorite game.
Destiny 1 or 2?
Destiny 1. I didn't play all of Destiny 2.
I think it's a failure, right?
I don't know. I mean, it still exists. It's just Bungie has gone through a lot of issues.
There's a lot of fantastic games that just didn't really go over well. Like, I mean, another one of my favorite games, like Titanfall 2.
Oh, yeah.
I actually played Titanfall that a lot on Xbox.
So much fun.
Yeah, it was a really fun game.
Like, I also, I really, really, really love, like, Doom Eternal, which was my first M-rated game. I love Halo ODST.
Love ODST.
That is my favorite Halo game, and it is the least Halo out of all the games.
Yeah, that's the thing I like about it, though, because, like, you're not, like, a Spartan. You're not Master Chief. You aren't, like, this invincible force of nature. You're just a guy.
And I, like, I... This is the most recent game that I've fallen in love with. Baldur's Gate 3 is so good.
Yeah, I've heard good things about it. I met the guy.
Yeah, that's really cool.
Yeah, he's
like,
super nice. The voice actor, the main character in the game.
It's not the main character.
Is he not?
No, there's the main character. There's like 8 main characters, that you can interact with. So he's one of the main party members. But like, it was like, just all those games are so great. But if I had to choose one, I think I would have to choose Destiny. There's so many good memories of playing Destiny. And Destiny 2, from what I played, was really good. And then I went to college, and then everything went downhill because they left Activision and then got bought by... Xbox, and then got bought by PlayStation, and now are like cutting a whole bunch of employees. It's just like a mess, which is really unfortunate. Yeah. Especially coming from like their Halo days. They made Reach, they made ODST, they made Halos 1, 2, and 3.
Yeah.
And those are masterpieces.
True.
Yeah.
How about you, Tallulah? What's your favorite video game?
I liked Wii Sports Resort.
Yes.
I had
the plane mission.
Crazy, bro.
Did you ever complete it?
Yes.
I don't think so.
I got all the I cards.
All the 200, how many? No, 80, sorry. 80.
I had a Wii when I was a kid. That's the most like video games I ever did.
That was me for a while before I started playing on PC.
There's another one. It's called like Wii Party or something that you could like play in a group. And I never had it, but I played it at my friend's house a lot.
Yeah, Wii Party was fun too. But yeah, I also grew up on the Wii. We also have I'm a Nintendo raised kid, and I honestly feel like I'm the only person left who doesn't do any PC gaming. Like I had Microsoft Flight Simulator when I was a kid on a desktop, but I no longer have that desktop. But yeah, I grew up on the Wii a lot.
And my first flight sim was Flight Simulator X 2004, I think
it was. Yeah, I think I had the same one. It was legendary. I still remember the menu music vividly.
Yeah.
Well, I moved to PC gaming because I don't have an Xbox. I don't have a desktop either, so I have a laptop.
I was in the same thing for a while. I finally got a like desktop not very long ago, only like maybe a few months ago.
We don't have room for it.
Yeah, I was in the same situation. I had like a very shallow desk. Like, you couldn't fit a monitor on it, original.
We don't have desks in Bellamy.
Oh, for real?
Do you actually not?
Well, you don't.
You can get a desk, but there's really not space for one.
That sucks.
In your room. I do all my work at school, so it doesn't matter.
There might be room in your room, but my room, like the side room, there's like zero room for a desk.
You'd have to restructure the whole room, and it would be weird.
Yeah. Sure. So I stick with the laptop, and I make do with a mouse.
No, there's some really good gaming laptops out right now. Like, they're getting extremely good.
I have one.
Yeah. No, it's... I mean, it's mainly just because I wanted to build a PC for, like, the longest time. Because I'm real into, like, tech and stuff. Y'all know that.
Fair.
But, yeah.
All right. Do we have any more sports?
I don't know. Are we? Have we run out of sports?
I think the sports is sports in right now. Everything's sports in, you know what I'm saying? Sports.
Sports and sports for sport.
Yeah, when Ryan starts saying stuff like that.
Thank you, guys. Thank you.
All right. So this has been Sports on the Wicked, 102.5 WIKD LP Daytona Beach. We are actually on Spotify now.
Hooray.
Yay.
I got to get the rest of these episodes.
Wait, does that mean the clip is now on Spotify?
I don't know which clip you're talking about. There's like a lot of them.
Yes, I'm pretty sure it is.
And the worm.
I think it should be on there.
Should be on there. Hooray.
Awesome.
Hooray.
Yippee.
Thanks for hanging out here on the Wicked 102.5 WIKD LP Daytona Beach. And remember, if you want to learn more about Rockville, go to www.rockville.com. Or welcome to rockville.com, right?
Correct.
Mm-hmm. So true.
That's true.
We'll see you next week. We're doing our show on Monday, right?
Mm-hmm. I was planning to.
Yeah. Ryan's the only person who hasn't done a show this week.
Who?
Wow.
Well, to be fair, my show is the latest in the week, so y'all can go. I'm excited for
this. Well, actually,
we
have a show.
Yeah, I have.
We have a show after yours.
You, it's me, and then after me, it's
yes.
you.
Because we have the rave.
You're
my
welcome.
My home is the rave.
Dude, my home is.
I breathe the rave. Also, everybody should go check my story. I'm looking for song requests. I need some Razzles type songs.
That's.
Okay.
Yeah, go to my story.
Well,
go to my Insta story.
I saw you just rush to it.
No. Like, I saw it, but I was like, I've never been. But now I
you thought
I just
it,
need,
you
I just need Razzles type.
Now I remember legends I've heard. So
yeah.
So I'm just gonna send it.
That's gonna be it for us then. No Razzles here.
Mm-hmm. Razzleless.
Yeah.
Razzleless.
So yeah. Bye. See you next week.
Bye bye.
Bye bye. Later. Go to Razzles.